From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has landed in Hawaii, his first stop on a 12-day five-nation Asia tour. VOA's Bill Ide says the issues of trade and North Korea are expected to top his foreign agenda.
Trade is still a huge issue. Just days before his trip, Trump called America's deficit with China embarrassing and horrible. Recently anointed China's most powerful leader since Mao Zedong, Xi Jinping will be looking to show he's a successful world leader. However, for most, America's immigration policies under Trump and visas were a bigger concern, one some hope the visit will improve. Responding to Trump's comments about the trade deficit Thursday, China says the huge gap is not intentional. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Venezuela's government-stacked Supreme Court is blocking one of the nation's most prominent opposition leaders from leaving the country and requesting that his immunity from prosecution be lifted. Mary Mata has more.
The court said Friday that Freddy Guevara is suspected of instigating unrest and other crimes, presumably committed during 4 months of anti-government protests this year. By law, the opposition-controlled National Assembly is charged with determining whether a legislator's constitutional immunity should be stripped. Mary Mata, VOA News, Washington.
Syrian President Bashar Assad's military announced the capture of the eastern Syrian city of Deir el-Zor, while Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi proclaimed victory in retaking the town of Qaim on the border, the Islamic State's group's last significant urban area in Iraq. The militants are left fighting for a final stretch inside Syria and desert regions in the Iraq-Syria border. This is VOA News.